12-pack of kelim for its mishnah tabas adam tameya. Jewelry of a person is mekabel tuma, and therefore a ring of a person is tum. Tabas vayim kelim v'shal kol tavos tayim. But tabas that is used as a decoration for an animal for kelim is tum, because the concept of jewelry being tum is only jewelry for human beings. Or kol tavos is rings that are used to hang up things on them, they're not considered independent kli. Kares hachitzim tzmeya is something that say it's like a basket which they would put the chitzim into, and others say that's like a stump piece of metal they used to hang the arrows on. If it's made out of metal, then it has to be something which is as a kli kibul, as long as you has some use, that's enough of a reason to be metamed. The shalasirim tahara, there was a piece of wood that had two holes in it, which they would put the legs of prisoners inside of it. That's not considered a klishimush, it's just something to hold a person down. Hakoyler tahara, but a yoke that they would put around the neck of prisoner is mekabel tuma. Yeah, something that we walk around with him. Well, the first one is kept, it's something to keep him in place. That's not considered a kli, because a kli is something that's made to move around from one place to the next. But this yoke that they would put on him, and that he would walk around with it, and therefore it is considered a kli. Shashel sheyesh b'beis ne'ilah tameya. That chain that has a lock on at the end of it is tameya, because it can be used for holding things in place. Also, the kfisa tayr, something that's just made to hold something down, is tahor. The Rav says the reason why it's tahor, these ones were just made for beauty, didn't really serve a purpose. And meila, we said before, tachshit of an animal is not mekabel tuma. This is something made as a tachshit for animals. Shashelis shel sitoinos tameya. A chain for people that used to sell in wholesale. This basically was a chain that was part of a certain scale. A mela, it's made, was used to weigh things. Shabbat Batim tell you, but by the case of the Balabatim, it is tell you. Why? Because that one they used to be Koveyat and the Koysel, they used to use it to. They didn't move it around from one place to the next. So a mela, something that is made to stay put in its place, is not the kabbalah. Amar b'yisei, Moses is man shemavtech echad. If this chain is made of one piece, since the Baal Patim was kavua to the wall, it's not made to move around, it's not a kabbalah tuma. Ablo yishol shnayim is made out of two pieces, so what they would do is leave one piece on the wall, and one piece they would remove from the wall with his kli. So the name of the part that be removed and with the kli would be mekabel tuma, or shekosha filozim b'roisha tamei, or some type of piece of metal that and have this extra piece of metal which would be stuck into the wall, and it was made some type of hook on this piece of metal, and that way the shell wasn't always left in the wall, it was just when they wanted to hang it on the wall it was hung from this hook, and they would remove it together with the hook, and therefore it is mekabel tuma.